While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. I know that we all have gone through difficult life circumstances. And the circumstances that had been difficult for me, maybe they have not been complicated for someone else. Each one of us have our own life processes. What it is true, though, is that trying to go through these processes alone is going to cost us a lot. Alone and out of the design that God prepared for us so we could move forward, a design called purpose. It is easier to walk under that purpose because we know that for each circumstance that presents to us, God already has a way out. Now, I like the story about this man. Perhaps his name is not mentioned in the Bible, and some things are not known about this young man. But the Bible teaches that Jesus comes near him at a certain moment. After Jesus calls those men, he hops into Simon's boat. Do you remember? He performs the miraculous fishing and calls Simon an amazing fisherman of men. They walked with Jesus, and now they were seeing a quite different miracle. Not long ago, they had seen fish multiplying. Now, Jesus was standing in front of a leper man. It was not just any disease. He was not just any man. This was a man who was going through a very complicated process, because besides the disease, leprosy, which at that time had no medical cure, was like a stigma for him because it kept him away from society and kept him away from his family completely. Lepers were considered unclean people, which is an extraordinarily strong word. Hence, they were people who had to leave their homes. They had to live outside of the city. There was even a camp for lepers. How did people know that this man was a leper? Because in addition to carrying the disease and people's rejection, including his family's rejection, he had to wear a certain clothing. When people saw this man wearing this clothing, they knew he was a person whom they had to avoid because he had leprosy. You had to deal with leprosy from the distance. You could not get close to a leper because most likely you would catch the leprosy as it was and continues to be a very contagious disease. Nevertheless, he approaches Jesus, and I see there all the expression of God's love, as well as Jesus' certainty that he was the Son of God, and that he had to provide salvation, restoration, and life. Therefore, I am so impacted by this word, because not even his family had come near him. Just imagine having to leave your loved ones and stay away from them completely because you could infect them. So to keep them safe, you need to stay away. Just like in our time with the coronavirus, isn't it so? people who have gotten the coronavirus had to confine themselves apart. And if you are one of these persons, you could maybe understand this man's remoteness. However, you know that you will not suffer from the coronavirus forever, don't you? So you have the blessing of knowing that you could receive sanity. You have some hope. But a leper at that time had no hope. He had lost everything. Physically, everything was lost. Physically, everything was lost because there was no hope. Medicine could not heal this leper man. Who could do such a tremendous miracle? Also, I cannot help but notice that this man had heard about God. He belonged to the Jewish people. They loved God. They knew the law, but they had no hope. This is the difference between having information about God, knowing God's history, and moving on to experience the God of history. Can I ask you, what concept do you have about God? You could give me many concepts, because perhaps during your life, you have heard a lot about God since you were little. You have been told many stories or had seen them during Easter week, haven't you? But it is different to have this information in your head than to say, I know who God is because I have experienced him in my life. So this man was religious, but he was sick. The disease had completely destroyed him. This disease was very cruel. Interesting enough, leprosy is compared to sin. It is the same disease that we have been dragging spiritually that keeps us suppressed, that keeps us frustrated, that keeps us full of guilt, doing improper things, traveling life from one place to another without a vision and without purpose. I believe that when we are without God, yes, when we are without God, we are not at all too far from this man's reality, because he was physically rejected. Perhaps you are being rejected today. Perhaps you are not important to too many people, including your own family. But today, I come to tell you that while there is life, there is hope. When I talk to you about life, I go beyond simply opening your eyes daily. I talk to you about the true life that comes from God, which gives a new opportunity. I want to ask you a question right now. If God would give you the opportunity to see the miracle that you have been waiting for so long, if you would have the opportunity to see God work in your life and fulfill what you have been waiting for so long, if God will tell you, I am going to do this miracle, how will you make use of it? Will you simply receive it, say thank you, and continue living your life the same way? Or will you take advantage of this opportunity to stop, reevaluate, and walk as God wants you to? This opportunity arrived in this man's life, and he did not think twice. When he saw Jesus, he approached him. I imagine those around telling Jesus, be careful, he's a leper. Look, he's wearing leper's clothing. Don't go near him, teacher. You have to stay away. But you know, Jesus did not stay away. Perhaps we have done the same thing with people. We judge them according to their condition. We are we are full of prejudices. At times, we consider others to be worse than us because they do not sin like we do. So we consider them worse than us, right? We keep them away. But God, you know, God does not despise anyone, no matter how unclean they appear to be, or no matter how many sins they have committed. He is there, and today he has his loving arms open because leprosy does not affect him. His love affects all leprosy. Jesus did not stay away. Do you know what Jesus did? He did not tell the leper, stay over there and I'm going to pray for you so something can happen. No, Jesus approached him and touched him. And this man was healed instantly. Touching him meant to get contaminated, according to the Jews. Getting contaminated with leprosy and getting contaminated with the uncleanness that this man was carrying around. But this is the most graphic representation of what God did for us when he gave his only son to us. Without looking at the sin we were carrying around or at how much we deserve to die. Rather, he approached us and touched us. And when he touched us, he gave us life. When he touched us, he gave us a new opportunity. Maybe we cannot see it, but this man was sincere, you know? This man was sincere and told Jesus, if you want to, you can heal me. If you want to, you can clean me. This is a prayer of a man who not only wants to be healed physically, but of a man who wants to start all over again. Because, as I was just telling you about, the implications he had, carrying the leprosy around, being away from his family, being rejected by society, or better said, ending all hope. I believe these words accompanied his thinking, so I could paraphrase them now in this manner. If you want to heal me, you can clean me. If you want to, you can give me a new opportunity to live, and I want it. I imagine this man crying out from within his heart, you are my only hope. If you want to, something can happen today. I want to return home to my family. I want to go on. Understand what God has for me. Walk on that purpose. I don't want to die full of leprosy. You are my only hope. But this will happen only if you want to, Lord. What a faith. How humble this man was. If you want to. He surrendered himself to God. When Jesus listened to this prayer, if you want to, you can clean me. Do you know what Jesus said? Jesus did not say, well, you have to fast for so many days. You have to take a course. You have to do this. You have to stop doing that and behave yourself because this is why you got leprosy. No. Jesus simply extended his hand, touched him, and said to him, yes, I want to. Be healed. Be healed instantly. It did not take 2 or 3 days. The Bible says, instantly, the leprosy disappeared. This is what happens when God's touch comes into our life. When we open our heart And we know that without Him, we cannot do anything. So we need Him. We know that His touch, His words are sufficient, and that one of His words can transform anything. He is the owner of the heavens, of the earth, of life, of everything. We cannot continue with a haughty heart, avoiding God, running away from Him. Remember that at the end, this leprosy called sin will take over. You cannot continue living the life you have been living, or you can say, Lord, I really want another opportunity. And believe me, God is willing to patronize those who want to start again. Father, thank you for this word, for teaching us through this man's faith. Thank you for what you did in his life, and because we can understand it now during our time, how a disease had affected him and had kept him away from everything. And today, Lord, how a disease called sin has kept us away from all purpose and make us live disappointed and burdened. Well, when you approached this man, you wanted to. Today, we can say like this man, if you want to, you can heal me, Lord. If you want to, you can clean me. If you want to, you can perform a miracle. If you want to, Lord, you can give me a new opportunity. We want to listen that, yes, I want to, and follow you, Father, because this life without you is not life. It does not make any sense. We need you, Lord. Amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time. He invites you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. He sends you blessings.